$10,000 to them.
Byron Mason, he's a photographer.
Yes.
You got $20,000 from the Board of Legislators?
He has a contract for up to $20,000.
Up to $20,000?
Right. That's the person that takes pictures mm-hmm. of you at the board.
Mm-hmm. $20,000 to take our pictures?
Up to.
Up to. Trinity Place Community College, that's an after-school program, right? Do you know?
I haven't heard of it. But I just want to say something, that all the items on NEC are reviewed by Larry. If he has any questions on any of these items, he comes in and sees us.
Absolutely.
So all these things, if there is a question on items, he comes in. And, I mean, we've gone out of the way to accommodate him.
You have. And I might add to your, to the Republican minority, been very pleased with the give and take that has been taking place between both the executive branch and the Democratic side of the legislature. And I don't think we've had quite that exchange in the past. But following through on your question, you asked questions of the administration through the ANC, correct? Mm-hmm. And do you check to see whether they go and vet the vendors and whether they follow through on the proper process?
As far as the actual, we don't get into, let's say, reviewing the actual contract.
Why not? Why don't you do that?
What kind of a job that would be?
Well, but wait a second. If we were to do the ANC and take over that responsibility, then we'd have that job or responsibility would be the legislative branch, wouldn't it?
I don't think, even with the present ANC, all they're doing is they are accepting a resolution from the department. The department is responsible for the contract, and we have auditors that we bring in at the end of the year that go in and check, let's say, spot check these contracts to see if they find anything that's improper. But even if right now it's up to the department, they're creating the contract, it's going through the law department, they're reviewing it, and then it comes to ANC. Now, as far as even ANC doesn't review these contracts, because they you have to depend upon your commissioners, your department heads, that they're doing the right thing.
Well, if the legislative branch were to take off that role, how would that be any different than how it's being done under the executive form of government right now? How would that change at all if the legislature was doing that? Presumably, they'd be going through the law department and doing the same things, correct?
Well, so what? My point is, the contracts would still be coming from the department. We'd still be relying on the commissioners as far as this is a correct contract. It goes to law department. They check it. Where do we stop?
That's my question exactly. And I appreciate the fact that you've taken the record, that you've already stated on the record that you think it's a lousy idea. I have no further questions.
Okay. And Legislator Burrows, I'm sorry you made this into a political issue.
I think I've been far from making
this
a political issue. I think it's the other way around.
Let me tell you where we were going, which I tried to lay out in my memo, which you've obviously not read or ignored.
I've read it and I've underlined it if you'd like to see it.
I don't have need to see your underlying because
I can read my own memo.
I've
seen it. You said I ignored it. It's not the case.
Oh, thank you for underlining it and reading it. Now, where we are going with this is looking at various proposals. And back in 1988, when this county had a charter revision commission, a number of items were proposed, including elimination of ANC, which was not adopted at the time, but the controller of the state of New York recommended that ANC be dropped. So this isn't some wild idea that I came up with or Ken came up with. This is an idea that's been out there and is worth considering. This is an idea that apparently 59 other counties in New York, well, maybe not New York City, so we'll take out New York City, 54 other counties in the state don't see the need for an ANC. So let's look into why. Let's try to resolve this issue. It doesn't matter who the county executive is. It matters what the proper relationship is between the legislature and the executive branch and the way contracts are dealt with. I don't like the way in which the past administration dealt with a lot of contracts. I can recall, and legislators who were on this board before I was, remember how the Grasslands homeless shelter was put in without going before this board, done through ANC as a contract. So there's lots of issues here that don't relate to what party the county executive is. I would also point out to you that that our current county executive has called for reform of ANC. So let's talk about what the contours of that reform should be. And I would like to start with the proposal that was previously considered and ask Jim Maisano to address that proposal. What do you think, what did it do? In sum, I've read it, so I know what it says, but I don't know if other people have read it.
John, I don't have it in front of me. Can I just make a point of comment?
I have it if you want it.
So, and Gordon, if you would like to address it and summarize it.
I would like to make a point of comment if I may. Right. But before I get into our proposal, which my notes are sitting in my office, but let me just pull this back a little bit, if I may. Okay? First of all, Bob, I remember the decade where, for the most part, you were the entire staff person for us reviewing the ANC. And every legislator had to go to Bob with all our questions, and we appreciate all your work over there, and we know how difficult it was for you and what fine work you've done all these years, so thank you. And in the entire process, as we're discussing the polls that was put forth by Ken and John and our proposal, Republican Caucus, your input will always be a great help, because no one knows this ANC world like you. Probably nobody in this building right now besides you, so thank you. I appreciate it.
I
Jim Robertson, Tim?
Robertson.
Okay, Jim, I'll add you, Tim. I'll praise Jim's too. With that said, we have our proposal, which, as I said, has been out for a long time. I actually think parts of our proposal may have been proposed in 1997 amongst a bipartisan coalition of legislators, even going back to then. And again, the Republican Caucus then put this in 2002. A bipartisan group of legislators passed it in 2002 in this very committee. It went to the full board for a vote. Much to the dismay of many legislators on both sides of the aisle, the then chair recommitted it, rather allowed the legislators to vote on the very fine work they did in the legislation committee. One of the very negative moments in my career here as a legislator when that was recommitted, never to see the light of day again, never even to have another committee meeting. Can you imagine this? Legislation committee approved the piece of legislation. It went to the full board for a vote. It was recommitted. It's been reintroduced three times and never been another meeting about it. So that's not a great moment in board history.
What's that? Today there's a meeting about it.
Yes, you can take credit, Chair. Mr. Chair, you're the first person to bring this issue back up since 2002, so thank you. We've always chose the path of reforming the ANC board. Part of the reason was Andy Bano's administration, which was in the time we were opposing it, was very possessive of that process. It was, in our view, and I think some of the Democrats, Tom may agree, was very difficult with the process, didn't want any reforms. So we certainly weren't going to open mind. They weren't. The issue of abolition of ANC in the 12 years of ANC wouldn't even have been a debate.
Agree.
It wouldn't even have been possible to have a debate. So the fact that that's on the table, that's fine with me. I'm willing to see all debates and listen to all issues. And I'm not quite sure I agree with the abolition, but I'm willing to hear.
And there may be other proposals that we should.
And somewhere
be
between.
Hybrids of these
and
proposals.
Hybrid and somewhere between. So I think we have a proposal that was, let me just tell you what ours is, the genesis of our proposal. People like Kay Karski and Sue Swanson, who are like long-term board members, really put a lot of time and effort actually working with Bob, actually learning more about the process through Bob and their own experiences, kind of brought that to the Republican Caucus back in 2001. We actually met over a weekend on a Sunday night to draft our reform. We didn't get much help from the county's attorney's office back then, so we had to do it ourselves. We put a lot of work into this. I want you all to know that. A lot of work was done on the reforms by the Republic. If you look at the substance of what we put for you, you'll see a lot of work went into that. And I appreciate that that'll be reviewed in this process. And as I said, I know all the Republican legislators are certainly open to hearing proposals for eliminating the ANC board or some kind of hybrid. I mean, again, like everything else, if you want to have good government, everything should be on the table. And I'm willing to go through this process with everyone as well. Obviously, I don't think this should be a rushed process. This is a very important decision. I think a lot of input needs to be done. A lot of research needs to be done. I think that it's a major decision because it's, it will forever change the complexity of the Board of Legislators if you abolish the ANC board. And maybe at the end of the day, it's something all of us could agree on or we won't agree on, but it's a major decision because it's going to change the way we do business here, and it's going to change our workload, it's going to change procedural things. So it's a huge decision. Let's put a lot of time in this. I think you plan to do that. I plan to do a thorough review, Mr. Chairman, on anything you do. Certainly a thorough review is needed on this issue as we review our proposal and we review the proposal by you and Ken and any other proposal some legislator may have. So I really think this is an important decision, and let's do this well.
And also would add, if the administration has a proposal, I don't know if when Rob Astorino, when he had the reform of ANC as one of his 15 points, whether he was thinking of the Republican proposal or another proposal, but, you know, we welcome George still around? If you've got a proposal, let's put it on the table. Let's have some questions. I had some questions about your proposal. We can hold them off for a second.
Okay.
So I want to give other
legislators
a chance.
I kind of want to get a general where we're going here with this.
And thanks for your comments, and Legislator Burrows, thanks for your very instructive cross-examination.
Just for the record, do you have what was sent February 7, 2007, I imagine? I can't see that.
Yeah, because it's...
George Oros, Ursula Lamont, Sue Swanson, Jim Wezzano,
and to Tina Sickerson.
Right,
yeah.
And then I think there was something that even preceded that in 2007.
No, what's before this committee is from a month ago. I took the latest draft we had in 2008 and put it under my name over there for 2010.
And that's what I have here, and that's what's on the agenda and was referred to this committee.
Good. And Mr. Chairman, before you raise your question, just on that point there, I mean, there's been three different sets of... there's three different sets of ANC reform that was presented through the...
There's another proposal which is on the table, which I have, but I have to admit, I didn't follow with that.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm just saying, what I want to say again is that we've had at least three different communications from legislators about reforming the ANC. So, Mr. Chairman, to your credit, and I want to echo the points the minority leader just made, as far as saying that if everything should have a thorough airing in public and going back and forth and certainly hearing from all the sides on the particular issue. I just wanted to correct some things really quickly, is that this is the short form report for this month. There are 38 items on this particular report. There are two from the Board of Legislators. The rest are coming from the departments. The $110,000 point that Mr. Burrows brought up. Again, what we're suggesting, and that was a suggestion in that, based on Mr. Burrows' point and the question that he asked Mr. Boland about the amount of effort and energy it would take for the Board of Legislators to, if every one of those items were in front of the Board of Legislators, to do two different things, which was to modify the top of the short form contract so we wouldn't have 30 items in front of the Board of Legislators for a vote on the floor and to be able to talk through. Not to manage that, because the process, as Bob clearly pointed out, would still be managed by the people that do it now, the law department who creates the contracts and the other parts of the procurement process, which are already established in county policy. So we don't have to do and would not be suggesting that particular thing. But again, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out for the record, again, that in this month's short form, there are two items from the Board of Legislators. That's for June. In July, I don't believe we have any in July. Okay. So again, that part about trying to make sure we're clear that we need to talk through this process, I really thank you, Mr. Chairman, for having this opportunity.
Before we get into questions, I think, you know, we need to look at our process. We need to look at some of the process in other counties. We handed out a summary of different categories of procurement and what requires competitive bidding and what doesn't. One of the things we learned is that under state law now, you don't have to have competitive bidding for up to $35,000. The $20,000 threshold that's still in our law has been changed by the state to $35,000. So we have to decide whether we go to that. We'll also hand out for future reference a publication by the Comptroller's Office on a local government management guide on seeking competition and procurement. So there's a lot of information we need to gather.
Can I add one point to what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you further. Just quickie, if you don't mind. One of the things I'd like to see reviewed in the process is not only our proposals that we have, but what's being done in these other counties that don't have an ANC.
Yeah.
I'd really like to do that. I mean, because it's interesting, like some of the buzz that I've heard since these articles appeared in the paper in the last 5 days, some people are assuming, right, that all of these decisions will go to the Board of Legislators. My understanding is some of these counties, all of these decisions will completely go to the executive branch. And this is the kind of evidence and details we need to review.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean it all comes to the Board of Legislators.
Did you I can address that.
Let Marty go. Okay. We'll take questions and comments from the board. Everyone's been very patient and quiet.
Let me address that issue particularly because, again, part of the time you spend enough time in NYSAC, some of the stuff begins to roll in. So just so I think we have the record straight, I won't challenge the fact that maybe factually 54 out of 57 counties do it a different way. So right away there's an assumption. Well, to your point, how is it done? You have to understand that most counties in the state are not like Westchester. They don't have a county executive. They don't have a board of legislators.
There's
three or five commissioners that run the place, with or without a county administrator. Some county administrators may be elected, some are appointed. But the point is, if I'm one of five commissioners, and that's the county, there's no reason to go to another ANC. The five commissioners or three commissioners run the county. So even though it might be factually correct to say 54 counties do it some other way, understand that I think there are 16 counties that have county executives, so that leaves 41 counties that don't have a county executive. So maybe all 41 counties, if you have three or five commissioners sitting around the table, who are you going to delegate to an ANC? They're everything. It's like a town council. So just... Right. That's another fact.
Yeah.
So
you accept that Nassau, Suffolk, Erie.
Well, I'm saying there are 16. Yeah. There are 16. Yeah. Minus, I believe 16 was the number I heard of in NYSAC over the years that have what we have, but we're sort of in the minority. But just to say, to throw out 54 counties do it another way, like somehow they're all doing it unlike us. We're not like the other 41 counties. So I just
we're like some of the other 41.
Well, some, but factually, I'd say it's misleading to me at least.
Okay, well,
I'm sitting here.
It's a good point.
How many other counties?
Fair point.
That's what I said.
So we really maybe you ought to focus on the counties that
where you have an executive branch and a legislative branch,
like Erie, Rockland, Suffolk,
most counties.
Monroe.
Right.
Nassau, Monroe, Albany.
That's just the Jim's point, and it's. But I'm saying, just understand where we sit in the nature of...
Excellent point.
We're different from everyone else in the country.
That's why we keep sending you to these conferences.
That's why you send
you to these boondoggles when you go out to the beaches. Places, casinos and beaches.
I lost the vote on cap and trade. Nako won on... Anyway, but my bigger point... I mean, I can ask individual questions. Gordon was getting there. You know, who works in the ANC office today? There is an office in ANC. What would be the fiscal impact on the 8th floor, 9th floor, if we went... But before we get to those kinds of specific questions, I would like to make a suggestion, Mr. Chairman, because I'm not even sure what's in front of us today. Is there one proposal, the prohibition proposals? I've heard we're discussing and we've talked about we need to look at hybrids and all kinds of things.
We're opening the discussion. Well, I'm saying, vote on anything.
I'm voting, but even to have a discussion on what we all could come up with our own ideas, So let me make a suggestion, just a suggestion, that since the county executive has talked about this in terms of reform, certainly the other side has talked about it, this seems to me like a very good issue to have a bipartisan task force set up with members of the community, whether it's the business community, the legal and voters, whoever you want to bring in, McCallion Institute, looking at other counties and other states, what are best practices, because
reading our minds.
Because we're sitting here, we're talking about, I'm not sure what we're talking about here. So we need to go to that next level. Because I can argue, and I probably will argue someday in front of that task force if we ever have one, that, everything I've seen from all my years of experience here and elsewhere, that at the end of the day, this probably is best practices. There have been certain comments in the paper that there's a lack of transparency, three men in the room, all this kind of stuff. I would argue the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I attended several ANC meetings in my role as majority leader when the chair couldn't make it. It's an open meeting. The press can choose to be there. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not, but it's open. I had all the opportunities to ask questions. As Bob said, we now have the pre-board and the pre-qual. Unlike the other, whether it's done by five commissioners or a county executive in the room by themselves, we know when contracts are ultimately passed and signed. It's all public. So I've seen a lot of comments in the paper, and I was away last week, about lack of transparency with ANC and three men in the room. I would take the exact opposite. I believe ANC will be found is a best practices. Are there political issues? Are we outvoted 2-1 if that's the way? Yes. It's been that way 12 years when we had Andy Spano there. So that's a separate issue. Do we like or don't like the results? And you want to try to deal with that and change membership reforms? But there's been comments about these proposals, the ones that I've seen that I can't buy into. They don't represent my views. So again, just a suggestion, we go to some kind of task force appointed by both sides. It's bipartisan. Take 6 months. It's a perfect issue for it. And rather than us going around and around and just throwing out ideas with nothing to focus on, we'll do this forever. That's my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
That's a good suggestion. And okay. Since this probably requires a referendum, we have time anyway, because we're not going to put it on, obviously, nothing on this November, so we have plenty of time. Let's go down the line. Mr. Burton, Mr. Harkin.
Yeah, I would just thank you, Mr. Chair, for trying to set up a inclusive process, a low-key process. You know, it's unfortunate we've had some political speeches and cross-examination here. You know, this is just the very beginning of the process. I would love to see the options laid out on a spreadsheet, the two concrete ones that we have. I think it's very important that we get the information about comparable counties who operate without this. You know, and then we can look at the gamut. We look at where we are, does that work? We look at some reform, or we look at possible abolishment. And I like Legislator Rogowski's idea. Let's bring the community into this. Let's take the politics out of this. You know, and let's look at this as an opportunity for us to come together rather than to drive another wedge between us. So I appreciate the process you're attempting to lay out, and I support you in it. And I look forward to this discussion.
Thank you. And we may have launched a missile there with proposing abolition, but I think it should be on the table along with other proposals.
And we'll analyze all of the proposals. And that's all we're talking about today is process.
Mr. Burrows.
I don't have any comments.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins.
No, the only thing I would say, Mr. Chair, is that I think that it's a good process, but I'm not sure that we need to set up another task force to deal with that. I think that you do this process. Having the legislators at the table certainly can call in members with testimony and have them give you that information that you're talking about as we're shaping and building up that those pieces of information. Having a task force would elongate some of the time that is required to be able to go through this. There is no rush on this. There are some questions on whether or not it requires a referendum at all, since we've had other modifications in ANC that did not all go to referendum. So there is a question on that, whether it has to be done, and that would have to come through this particular process. So I think, again, Mr. Chairman, that it is the right thing to do, to have full discussion through the committee process and at this table. So I suggest that piece, and I think that's a good thing to do.
Coming to this side of the table?
I agree with Mr. Harkin.
Okay.
And our chair.
Ms. Meyer. Anything else?
Just I want to add one thing. Yeah. Take a look at our proposal. Just as I told you, it's basically, we feel that it's a good government document. When we put it together, it was based on the legislators' experiences with things they saw some deficiencies over a decade of time with the ANC board. You know, again, really came from some of the long-time legislators like Sue Swanson and Kay Karski, ones that, as you guys know, or guys and gals know, that they were always here at the board. And they used to go to the meetings. They followed things very closely.
The majority and minority.
Yeah.
A few points.
Yeah, so I think you appreciate what we did. It certainly was a good government reform in our view. Take a look through it. And maybe what we'll do to help the process along is I'll have someone on our side draft a little bit of a memo detailing exactly what
summary,
so you don't just look at the thing itself. Maybe I'll summarize in a memo some of the reforms of ours. But actually, one or two things I put in myself that I noticed. So, I mean, it's kind of like it was a collective process of Republican legislators over 10 years, and I think it'll be very useful to the process.
One of the aspects of your proposal was electronic recording of the meetings. Isn't that being done now?
It is.
Yes. So some of this may have.
It is.
It is. Okay. What about publishing the meeting schedules on or before January 15th of every year?
I think they're doing that now.
We'll have to look at what I
spoke to George. George, I think, said that they were starting
to do it.
George said
official procedure written down in here.
And you did propose that the budget director to replace the Commissioner of Public Works, which was actually one of the proposals back in 1988, believe it or not. So
we're always on the cutting edge.
But other than a five-year, providing that a contract can't be for more than 5 years, there's no monetary. You didn't set any monetary limit.
No, we didn't set the monetary. Well, ours was procedural reform. People throwing the word transparency around. Right. We certainly always for making processes.
Well, I think it'd be helpful for the other legislators. I mean, I read through this and I've got an idea of what you proposed, but it might be helpful to have a guideline for everybody.
I will put a little memo together and send it around.
Mr. Chair, just that one there. Emergency, if I may, emergency procedures.
Yes,
it's one of the major focus.
Oh, it is a major, yes.
major focus. Because frankly, I'd be very blunt. We store the emergency, in my 13 years, I've seen the emergency contract process can use overused, I'd say abused. You can use either word. I've certainly seen that. That's why that part of the reform is there.
Like
I think you'll appreciate that.
7 pages of legislation on the emergency.
We put a lot of work into that.
Yeah, that's a major. Okay, let me ask Mr. Oros. You might want to think about this, but can you get back to some whether you think the task force is a good idea you want to participate in?
Yeah, that would be administration.
Okay. Excuse me. Legislator Mark, I was going to ask you.
The only thing I would offer is I know in the past towns and villages have often utilized NIDCOM, New York Association of Towns. I'm wondering if much of that data would be available through NYSAC.
Yeah, we've contacted.
Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and having someone reach out to various counties if it's already been
That's
done.
A good point. What have we found out from NYSAC? Yeah. What are they?
Well, NYSAC basically confirmed that there are almost as many procurement and contract policies as there are counties. That each county kind of does their own thing. And, you know, it's kind of a nightmare in terms of arriving at any kind of consensus about the best way to go. There is an ABA model code of procurement, which is really interesting. It kind of introduces the concept of best value rather than lowest price, as long as it's substantiated and, you know, you write procedures, what would satisfy you to accept a value, a best value bid rather than a lowest price bid. So there are other, you know, best practices out there that this would give you an opportunity to kind of review.
Okay. Well, Legislator Mark, you have anything else?
No, that's
it. Mr. Orr?
I reached out to some of the folks I know in Dutchess. The only one I heard back from is Dutchess County, from the majority leader there. And she tells me that pretty much what Marty was saying, up there, the executive and or the department head simply signs all the contracts. Mm. They don't find out about contracts until after they're awarded.
They don't have an A&C at all then?
No, but she's thinking of it now.
Another area, John, you may want to look into is our procurement policy. It's very open and a lot of things go through there. I think it should be tightened up.
And they would go together because the procurement policy, as we went through to identify certain thresholds, in the legislation that was created, and thank you, Bob, because Bob, me, and the folks did create a piece of legislation that matched one of the bill memorandums that should be in our packages as well, that talked about one, setting a cap on contracts to go through ANC to be the same as it is for the Board of Legislators, which is a $10 million commitment from Westchester County. At that point in time, that you couldn't have something go through ANC that could be more than the board could authorize on the floor, and to not be able to modify options that modify things that were approved by the board. So those things are on there as well. But the procurement policy would have to be looked at as well, because there should be some adjustments in that. I think the state was thinking about changing that $10 million cap, by the way, based on inflation and whatever was created. So that needs to be done.
Just to be clear, the procurement policy and bidding, there's a lot of good discussion about best value versus lowest responsible bidder, because there's a lot. But I think that the whole procurement debate and policy, which I think is a very good one, is not necessarily in sync with the decision-making. But the ANC is a decision. Who makes the decisions? And so, I mean, I think that debate, however the bidding goes on, best value, lower bid, all that, very important point. But I think
you're right.
We need to keep the eye on the ball. If we're looking to change the way decisions are made in Westchester County, between ANC to the board to the county executive, let's keep it separate.
Okay, thanks. We have a few more items on the agenda before we adjourn. One, could I have a motion to approve the minutes for July 19th and July 28th? I'm sorry, June 28th. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have three added starters. One is a resolution appointing Doug Colty as the Commissioner of Elections. He is coming in this afternoon to be interviewed by the Appointments Committee. Correct, Legislator Burton?
Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to propose is that this committee vote favorably on Mr. Colty with the proviso that if the committee subcommittee on appointments decides contrarywise after this afternoon, that either you or I would recommit that on the floor for next Monday.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Is there a motion? Are you making that motion?
Can I move that, please?
You can second it. All in favor? Discussion to there's a resolution to appoint Doug Colty Commissioner Elections. He's going to come in to be interviewed at 4
today.
As a result of Carol Lee's
Because Carol Lee is leaving.
Well, Carol Lee is retiring.
We meet August 9th, is our next meeting, right? So we can't meet.
We did not plan for this committee to meet before that.
It's a 10 a.m. meeting.
I also point out that under the law here, the County Executive Committee of the Republican Party picks our chairman.
We just vote.
We kind of just, unless the person has three heads.
But there's still any connections.
That's our
process.
We're doing the process in reverse form.
This has been a day for a long
time. We've actually done this once.
Crawford, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Two other items. One is a request for a waiver for Stacey Dalgan. And I'll let the chairman address that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Stacy Dalgan is proposed to assist our team in some of the work that we have to do. So we are requesting a waiver for her to be able to come and join us.
So moved.
Second.
I have a question.
Stick it out.
Sure. Are we within our budget for a total staff budget? I mean, are we hiring
consultant, and we are well under our budget for consultants. Okay. We have a $200,000 budget line, so it's not a secret. It's a $200,000 budget line for consultants for the board for the year, and we are not over 70 right now.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Stacey's great, but I just think some of us have had the opportunity to discuss this. I will whop it out for him.
Okay. And I will also do it without prejudice. I'd like to see a little more information about our finances and where we are. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
And just to note, Legislator Rogowski and I, without prejudice. Final item on is a local law to increase the commissioners. The term of the commissioners of the County Board of Elections from 2 to 4 years. I asked for somebody to come and explain this to us. Is there anybody here to explain why we're doing this? I think I know why, but
until we have time to discuss
yes,
it?
We
I mean,
should.
It is a law.
Yes. It's a local law, and this under the election law, just quickly, under the election law, it simply says the Board of Legislators will determine the term up to 4 years, 2 or 4 years. It doesn't say how we're to determine the term, whether by local law, by resolution, or whatever. But if you do it by resolution, you'd have to go to the election law, which would send you to our law, which would send you to the resolution, as opposed to doing it by local law, which means you just go to our local law. But that would be the rationale. So, but we're going to hold that over till the next meeting.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, there is not a rush on it because, from what I understand, is that at least reading through the proposed legislation, it would not go into effect until December 31st, it is. But both of the Republican and Democratic executive committees did send communication to make those terms 4 years. That's what they requested.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We have three appointments, and they are the appointments of Gail Stewart to the Youth Board, Andrew Vidal March to the Youth Board, and reappointment of Roland Foucher to the Emergency Medical Service Advisory Board. And I'll turn it over to Legislator Burton, Chair of the...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The fourth one. Yes, thank you, Legislator Williams.
I thought the IDA one that...
Stephen Jones.
I thought that Mr. Abernathy had asked us to hold on the IDA one because there was communications with the administration on the IDA board members, right? If I recall.
We did not, I believe, bring that out as a consequence.
Okay, so we have three then?
Three.
Yes. Okay, would you like to...
I would move the three appointments as the chairman had indicated.
And I will second them. Okay. They were all impressive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, the interesting one was Mr. Vidal, who actually was on the youth board as a teenager.
Yes, he was extremely impressive.
So he's coming back as an adult.
He's terrific. Just terrific.
Graduate of Morehouse College and back up in the area and is joining the Youth Advisory Board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion closed.
Motion adjourned. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None?
All right. Environment
almost.
Starts in 5 minutes. Aye. Short.
Almost, Peter. We almost got it.
No, you were great, John. Great job. They pushed you. They pushed you like 15 minutes. You made up a lot of ground. Great job.
You did good.
We got a yak. All right, thanks.
I want to talk about the report. It's very politically sensitive. I've been made aware of this report. And most of us, by the way, don't know that.